This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Everything's bigger in Dallas. Everything's bigger in Texas, including the soap opera. And Brian McFadden, Carl, I thought he really nailed it about some of the dysfunction and the weirdness. As DeMarcus Lawrence, he leaves, been with the Cowboys his whole career, takes a bigger contract to go to Seattle, basically says, I'm out of here. And then all of a sudden, he gets some clapback from Micah Parsons, and they're getting at it. Take a listen first to DeMarcus Lawrence basically saying he was never going to win the big one in Big D.
Change of scenery is always good, but Dallas is my home. Made my home there. My family lives there. Forever going to be there, but I know for sure I'm not going to win a Super Bowl there.
How does Jerry feel about that? But, he's just stating the obvious. I think there's so many fans around the NFL.
Well, he had been there a long time, right? And they listen, while he was there, they won 3 years, Mike. You win 12 games in a row when DQ was there, right? As their defensive coordinator, they had one of the best defenses in the league. If you would have thought they were going to get over the hump, it would have been one of those 3 years. Last year, they took a step back, obviously injuries. And this is why Mike and I always say about the Falcons, guys, when you're 6-3 and things are rolling, you have to take advantage of the opportunity. Right, because we don't know if we're going to start 1-5 next season. I don't think we are, but you just don't know how the season's going to play out. And so when you have these opportunities, Dallas didn't grab the opportunity. And so DeMarcus is like, look, I got to go somewhere else. He got more money, but he also feels like the organization, probably from a direction standpoint with Jerry, is just not headed the way that he wants.
No, look, they won the wild card in 22, lost the divisional playoff at San Francisco. That's the high watermark. Last year, of course, or 2 years ago, I should say, because last year they didn't make the playoffs and Dak got hurt. But, that loss to the playoffs and Jordan Love, that was inexcusable. Correct. You got humiliated in that one. They lost the wild
card. At home.
Yeah, they lost the 21. They lost the wild card to the 49ers. They don't do anything. The farthest they've got is the second round in 2018, and I mentioned 2022. So Micah Parsons then claps back. You may have already read this. So you heard the comments of DeMarcus Lawrence basically saying, that's it. So Micah Parsons says, well, this is what rejection and envy looked like. This is some clown emoji. DeMarcus shoots back. Calling me a clown won't change the fact that I told the truth. Maybe if you spent less time tweeting and more time winning, I wouldn't have left. But, both you guys play on the same defensive line. I don't know, man. That's some weird stuff, isn't it?
It is, and, I think BMAC last hour, and for those who missed it, I think we'll replay it for you later in the show, but he was saying this is a testament that these guys don't rock with each other. And what he's saying is they don't like each other. They don't like each other enough to respect each other, to talk, to tell each other how they feel, and to also advise one another if in fact it came to that. Mm. Mike, these teams that win, and look, we talk a lot of crap about the Eagles and certainly Eagles fans. That's a close-knit team, man. They all love Jalen. They all dig Jalen Hurts. There's something to be said about the vibe with the Eagles. And then you got all those Georgia boys who already know each other and have won chips with each other. You start talking about the vibe and the makeup of a locker room, it matters, man. And so I don't know what the situation was in Dallas, but it don't sound like they rocked with each other. I agree with B-Mac on that.
And we also asked Bryant about Aaron Rodgers, and he says, look, Mike Tomlin can handle the ego. Aaron Rodgers' legacy is on the line. You could play for one of the great franchises in history. You started your career with a great franchise in history with the Packers, but you got to make a decision. Former Bills general manager Doug Whaley talking about, is this a podcast, Oren? Talking about Aaron Rodgers and what the heck, what is he doing?
If I'm Omar Khan and I'm the Pittsburgh Steelers, one, you shouldn't be surprised. And two, you have to sit down and really think about, do we want to sign up for this? Because he's setting the table and the precedent early. It's all about Aaron Rodgers, and it has nothing to do with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's going to hold the whole franchise hostage on waiting for him to make a decision. But that's par for the course when you deal with a guy like Aaron Rodgers. So you have to make sure you really want this, not only in your locker room, but to be the face of your franchise. It's not going to be the Pittsburgh Steelers anymore. It's going to be Aaron Rodgers' Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm. You buy that?
I do. And it's why I'm reluctant to feel like he's going to fall in line. Look, last year when Russell Wilson went there and everybody was freaking out, like, he's a malcontent, he's going to be a problem. Russell didn't have any leverage, and you saw it. I mean, you saw how it played out. I think for Aaron Rodgers, he still feels like, even though he doesn't have any leverage either, Mike, I mean, the leverage he has is what team he's going to choose, and then once you choose it, he's going to be stuck. But he doesn't have any either. And I think part of the decision for the Steelers is, look, we know you're coming in here. We're not paying you $50 million to come in here. But we still think you can play, but you've got to fall in line and do the things we're asking you to do. Mike, he can't do the podcast, the TV shows, the radios. Like, he went above and beyond, and it felt like he was more invested in that stuff than he was the football, even though he had a halfway decent season last year. Right. I don't think Tomlin is going to accept that. Hell, I don't think Arthur Smith is going to accept that, Mike.
That's just it. I mean, you look where the Jets were last year. Granted, the Jets had a tremendous running game, but yet, you know, with Breece Hall, but they still, his throwing numbers are under 4,000 yards, even though he did have those 28 touchdowns you mentioned. So it's kind of weird to see what he is, how Arthur Smith's going to maximize. Look, no doubt it'll be the best quarterback Arthur Smith's ever had.
Yes, yes.
End of story. Even, yes. You know, certainly better than anything he's had here, anything he had in Nashville. So it'll be interesting to see how it works and how the egos coexist. Metcalf is no shrinking violet. Pickens, and certainly nothing that the coach hasn't seen before. As we said, if there's a PhD for dealing with head cases, Tomlin has one. Hey, man, Sam Darnold signed his deal with Seattle. His coach has his back. Here's Mike McDonald, who thinks that it was just a taste, Carl, what you saw last year.
I think Sam's best days are ahead of him. And I think you've seen that through the course of his career. I was able to grow as a player. Talking to some of our defensive guys, like, we felt them out there. Like, when you play quarterbacks on your team, you want to feel them in the game. And you definitely feel Sam's presence and poise, competitiveness, accuracy, the downfield threat. That's definitely a part of it. And then being able to run the show, too, operationally, Sam can do it with the best of them as well.
I know that Sam Darnold, you and I said, what is he? How do you grade him? Because when the season was on the line, you know, it's one thing. And look, that still is a tough division. You're playing some really good teams, playing the Packers, playing the Lions. But when the season was on the line, we documented it. He just wasn't up to the task. So what has he learned from it? How did they help him succeed? You think it's great, though, he's got Clint Kubiak helping him.
I do. Some familiarity. They were in the same room. You know, Kubiak was the quarterback's coach there when he was with the 49ers, that short stint that he was there, and I think he learned a lot sitting and watching and observing Kyle Shanahan and all that stuff that was going on. They're going to run a very similar type offense there, so they're not going to put him in jeopardy, Mike. You know what he has to be, and I'm saying this with all due respect, he's got to be Brock Purdy. If they're going to win, that's who he's got to play like Brock Purdy. He doesn't have to throw 45 touchdowns, but he's got to not turn it over, which is, he did a good job of that last year, and make the right decisions. They're going to do the rest, man. They got a good running back. They're going to take some of that pressure off. I just don't know about their wide receivers.
Right. Meanwhile, J.J. McCarthy would slide in as the QB. Got Justin Jefferson, got those weapons. It could be the best division in football if the Bears get their ish together. We lost Drew Dalton to the Bears. They added Joe Tooney, Jonah Jackson. They've really beefed up the O-line. Here's Dan Orlovsky on ESPN basically saying the Bears are getting it right in the trenches.
Yeah, in a matter of a couple weeks, they've gone from a bottom 10 offensive line to what should be a top 10 offensive line in Chicago. Cool. And for an offensive coordinator, now head coach Ben Johnson, it's the number one thing that was the strength of his in Detroit, and that's where the creativity came from. And now this is really a massive building block for Caleb Williams' development. The one complaint in college, and then again last year holding on to the football, taking too many sacks. Hopefully now as a quarterback you have so much trust built up in that offensive line that that part of your game becomes a secondary thought, and the timing and rhythm of the offense is the forefront.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I mean, they really did load up. You got to be impressed. And certainly with Ben Johnson, that's the guy you should have had a year ago when you draft a quarterback, you know, Caleb, number one, right, to go get things right and get his head right and get his confidence. Speaking of quarterbacks getting your head right, he's got everything but the ring, and that's Lamar Jackson. What do you make of this? His general manager, Eric DaCosta, says that Lamar has a great voice when he's asked about personnel decisions. It's something you and I said Matt Ryan should have had. He says Lamar is a stakeholder. He's a partner. He's earned the right to have that type of input and opinion. They just added D-Hop to the Ravens.
Yeah, look, Mike, you remember we used to say this all the time, like the Falcons would make a move and then everybody would be like, do they ask Matt Ryan these questions? And we would always debate, yeah, they should be.
But the answer was no, they didn't.
So if you're a guy that's making the most money on the team, you're the biggest investment, you should be involved in those decisions. I'm not saying you are the end-all, but if you go to your quarterback and say, hey, what do you think about us doing this? Especially, it's going to affect your offense. He should have a say in that.
D-Hop is stoked, says he didn't think teaming up with Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry was a possibility. Well, now it is. Hey, man, it's our fourth and...
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.